Hello and welcome back to a Roma Press podcast. I'm production and content manager James Goodison. You can find me on Twitter at James Goodison. I'm joined by three Roma fans. I'm joined by Antonio, who can be found as Azzurro Roma on Twitter, and also Derek, who can be found as DSEKS on Twitter. The owner of Roma Press, John Solano, who's Solano underscore 56, has also joined me as well. So today, it's the eve of the Champions League return for Roma, and perhaps we're feeling a lot better about the clash with Real Madrid tomorrow on Wednesday than we were when we were drawn against them. Of course, at the time we had Garcia, and it wasn't looking too good for Roma, but now we seem to be on the up and up, Derek.
Rudy's position was untenable and you really couldn't see a way out. The team was playing very predictable. Fast forward a few months, and I don't know about everybody else out there, but I've kind of got that nervous excitement. This is why we're in the Champions League, to play these big matches. And in the back of my mind, I'm scared of 7-0, but there's at least a reason to have some cautious optimism.
What are you thinking about the general game? Because I think Bale's injured for tomorrow. Ronaldo, he's sort of had a hot and cold season so far. Do you think there's a chance we could get something from this?
I don't think that we will. Bale being out, they've still got James to come into the team. He scored a great goal over the weekend, and Zidane's main purpose so far has been to revive Isco. They've still got a squad that's twice as strong as us and great players in pretty good form. I think they've won 5 of their 6 games since Zidane came in. And, like I think Spalletti said, it's going to take a lot of hard work. And as opposed to the Juve match, we've got to go out there to try and attack and believe that we can win something.
Yeah, I think I know where Anto might go with this. But the belief I feel with this match with Spalletti at the helm as opposed to Rudy is night and day. I think if Garcia was still at the helm, I think we would have no confidence whatsoever. I think it would be more of a damage control sort of mindset, as opposed to now with Spalletti, it's, hey, let's see what we can get from this. Maybe we can get a result at home, and, who knows what can happen at the Bernabeu. I mean, obviously, we're Roma are not going to be the favorite. But that was the case in 2008 when Spalletti's Roma won at the Bernabeu. So I think it's a case of let's just see what happens. Like I said, though, I don't think it'd be nearly as bad if Rudy was still at the helm.
And how are we feeling about Spalletti overall? Obviously, he's had a very, very good start to his return to Roma. The team's looking a lot better. And with Inter sort of, declining and Fiorentina and Lazio and... Let me not say Lazio because they're way down. With Fiorentina and Inter sort of starting to fall off the form a bit, do you think there's a chance we can go up there and get the Champions League spot?
Yeah, definitely. I they've won 4 in a row in the league. They have a very favorable schedule over the next month. The remaining big teams, Fiorentina and Napoli, they face them at home. So I think that's a huge advantage as opposed to Fiorentina. Their next, 3 to 4 matches in the league are extremely difficult. They're facing Spurs in the Europa League. So I don't know how built they are depth-wise, but it's certainly going to be pushed to the maximum now. And I do think, just looking in from the outside, I do think Roma are certainly the favorite for third. Inter has certainly fallen off. So we'll see. Especially in the league, Roma's upcoming fixtures are extremely favorable, and they have to take advantage of it.
And lastly, let's just quickly return to that Real Madrid match again. How do you think that that Roma will line up tomorrow, Antonio?
See, that's the big question mark. I mean, the probable lineup, say 4-2-3-1, the generic formation that we're all used to seeing with Spalletti. The problem is, or actually the good thing is, we don't know. And that's going to make that's even better, because with Garcia, we knew that he was going to go with his generic 4-3-3, his predictable lineup. And we saw in the past, like with Bayern last year, like with Barcelona in the group stage, that it didn't turn out too well. Tactically, from what I see, apparently Spalletti tried a 4-3-3, a 4-2-3-1, and what's very interesting to me is the 4-1-4-1, which I suggested even yesterday on Twitter. And what makes that information very interesting for me is that you're going to be controlling the midfield very well, and in that one role with De Rossi. And apparently, Spalletti during his training session today was really, really indicating De Rossi, telling him what to do. And I guess De Rossi will really be the most crucial player against Real Madrid. Who's going to mark Ronaldo? Apparently, Florenzi is going to be the guy. Maybe there might be other players. That's what Spalletti also hinted. Other than that, I expect Madrid to control the game. Roma's going to want to counter. Expect what we saw against Juventus, the same sort of strategy. Just this time, I feel that Roma is more confident. Mentally, they're better. And I feel that Spalletti really has the upper hand here because, in my opinion, Zidane isn't really a great coach. And he did it 8 years ago, and I'm sure he'll be able to pull it off again. So I can see maybe a good upset, a big upset happening against Madrid.
What's your opinion on Edin Dzeko? Because obviously he hadn't scored in the league since the 21st of November before he netted against Carpi last weekend. Do you think that he can really push on and make an impact on this game?
Like 8 years ago, I mean, there was a question asked at the press conference today where they asked Spalletti if he was going to use the false nine or a striker. And they mentioned Dzeko in the question as well. And, you know, Spalletti answered how, you know, it really depends on how he's going to approach the game. Dzeko, though, on the other hand, it's a tough one. In my opinion, he works hard, but I wouldn't really start him because if you're really going to go on the counter, he's not the type of striker who's going to really, you know, go like you need like someone like a Salah, like a Perotti, someone with a bit more pace. Can Dzeko do something? Maybe, but I just don't see it working out, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think with Perotti in the middle, you're really going to stretch out Madrid's defense, which I think is going to open up opportunities through the middle. You know, Dzeko, obviously, he doesn't have the pace. He's an aerial threat. But obviously, given his form, I think Roma should go with something a little different through the middle. As Anto suggested, Perotti would be my vote. And I would go with El Shaarawy, Salah, and Perotti up front. And then, you know, maybe Pjanic sliding right behind them. It depends, you know, it depends what Spalletti goes with. You know, he's shown to be versatile. We've seen three at the back. We've seen four at the backs. So I think, you know, not knowing is actually a huge advantage to Roma. You know, Madrid need to sort of be on their toes to see what Roma throw out there.
Would you imagine that he'd sit back, soak it up, go for the counter? Obviously, you've got to look at El Shaarawy and Salah on the wings, but then again, both of Real Madrid's fullbacks extremely talented, and that'll be an interesting battle. Do you think he goes for the counter, or do you think he tries something else?
Well, the most important thing for Roma is, defensively speaking, they have to be really organized because, as we saw in the past against Barca and Bayern, we can't allow that to happen again. I'm sure Spalletti, he's very smart. I'm sure he won't allow that to happen. And we're going to have to control, especially the midfield. And as I said before, De Rossi will be key. If De Rossi is going to be used as a center back, as a midfield, that's still another question mark. But it's going to be very interesting to see what Spalletti pulls off.
Fantastic. Well, we're all out of time. Remember, you can follow all of the updates from the game by following at AS Roma Press on Twitter, and make sure to follow us on Audio Boom for more of our online podcast content. I've been James Goodison. I've been joined by John, Derek, and Antonio. Thank you very much, guys.